We welcome you back here on the Mackey Motors postgame. Jeff Blankman joined right now, but I think a very happy but maybe very cold head coach in Sean Burks. Congratulations, coach. It probably hasn't had a chance to kind of settle in yet, but this has got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it really does. You know, it's just more of a it's hard to describe right now. And I told the kids, you know, just enjoy it. You got to just experience it. You can't explain it. Just go enjoy the next 6 days, 7 days, whatever it might be. And hopefully we can earn another week after that. But everything about this next week, you know, your day off of school, playing in the Unidome, you know, a trip up there, you know, everything that goes with, you know, this opportunity. I'm just incredibly happy for these guys. I wish there was the last six or seven teams worth of seniors that could join us. You know, there's so many guys that helped get the program here to this point. You know, the Trevor Smiths and the Nolan Smiths and the Tyler Reboffs and the Josh Langs and the Joseph Zeigers and the Mitchell Nelsons and the Jake Mulfords, and you can go on and on. You know, I've been really fortunate to coach a lot of really good athletes and a lot of really good kids, and these guys, you know, earned it. They deserve it. I couldn't pick a better bunch to get a take with me to Cedar Falls.
Sean, you've been there as a player. Will you give them any information as somebody that's been there now as a coach to kind of help them mentally get ready for this week?
Yeah, I'll try my best. You know, I think the big thing that I can remember from high school was, you know, kind of we were a little bit tighter, you know, a little more nervous about the first 2 weeks. You know, after we beat Manning to get to the Dome, it was kind of like the pressure was off, kind of, you know, just enjoy it, you know. Hey, we made the Dome, and then all of a sudden you get to the Dome and you come out with a really gritty win. And we were playing really loose in the finals, felt really confident, and you know, come away with a state title. So it's not going to take a lot to motivate our guys. I don't think they're satisfied with getting to the Dome now, especially if Rems and St. Mary's is waiting for us, which sounds like it's going to be. You know, the team that has that one loss for us in that column, you know, we'd love to give them their one loss in the loss column, if that's the pairings, depending on how the eastern side of the state went too. So no matter who it is, our kids want to go prove that now that we get there, now we can make it a business trip, but also just enjoy the next week.
Coach, down 12-0 early in this game, early into the second quarter. You kind of said it to me. The guys maybe amped up. Dave said it a few times during the broadcast. You talked about not overrunning plays, but they did that early. Speaker kind of cut back on you a few times.
Yeah, you know, we changed our defensive alignment from the last time we played them. Last time we weren't as gap-oriented as we were this time. We wanted to make sure someone was in every gap just so we couldn't get outflanked, because they loved to run that offset, heavy look, and then run to that strong side. So we wanted to make sure that was taken care of, which leaves us a little vulnerable on the weak side. So it was just one of those pick your poison, and all of a sudden you overrun it. There's not many guys left on that weak side. The big thing was our guys were in position. You know, they were just overrunning things, maybe just a little amped up. I don't know. Once we settled down, started flowing to the ball, started doing our job, started tackling a little bit better in space. And our team speed is pretty impressive, but yep. So is theirs. You know, so you're not going to wow them with athleticism because they're just as athletic. So you just got to know that their kids are going to make plays too, and you got to make sure we're tackling better in space.
Coach, struggles offensively too, not because you couldn't move the ball, but you were stubbing your own toes a lot there in that first quarter. You guys kind of cleaned that up in the second quarter as well.
Yeah, you know, last time it was a matter of turnovers for us and then red zone efficiency for them. This week it wasn't so much that as it was penalties and occasionally a turnover or two for them, but just negative plays when you can't afford them, just fourth down failures, just kind of running out of gas. You know, with the wind and the conditions tonight, you know, it wasn't real ideal to throw it too much. So we didn't want to get in those third and longs, fourth and longs. We didn't throw it very much. We threw it at the end of the half. Fortunately, we got that score before half. But other than that, you know, it was one of those where both teams were kind of loading the box. Both teams wanted to still run it. Both teams wanted to stop the run. Just a physical match tonight.
Got Caden Smith kind of going in that run game in that second quarter. He had a really nice, nifty run, made a guy miss, showed some power, 19-yard touchdown run, got you on the board. And then Ethan Klucky, we talked to him about it a little bit. He knew the play was coming, picked off the pass. He said he bobbled it a little bit, but he was able to squeeze it in, took it in for the touchdown. All of a sudden, momentum was on your guys' side.
Yeah, Ethan's pick six was huge. For us to go down, score, kind of get the nerves back, under control. Hey, we got this. You know, we stopped them on both two-point conversions. Yep. So, you know, we knew we were a touchdown away from the lead. Everything was all right. We were, you know, settled down a little bit. We had a lot of game left, you know, and our kids kind of realized that too. They were never freaking out. And then Ethan gets that pick six. All of a sudden, we've got the lead, a huge momentum shift. Ethan's an incredibly intelligent kid. Yep. Incredibly intelligent. He knows what we need to do. sometimes too much to so that he's worrying about the coaching side on the field, but it's nice. It's a good problem to have, better than kids that are lost or whatever. We just got to reel it in sometimes, but he's so smart. You know, film session, he's always suggesting things. You know, he sees the game really well. And he's not the only one. You know, Joel's very similar. Gavin Smith is very similar. Skylar Schultes. You go right on down the list. Most of my skill guys, you know, if they get a look that they see when they're running a route, they'll come back and say, hey, if we run X, Y, Z, whatever it might be, it's going to be open. Or, hey, I can do this. Or, hey, I can be the decoy. This kid's going to run with me and we can run this. And so I'm so lucky that I have kids like Ethan that can – because we do a lot of multiple things. We have a lot of verbiage. We got a lot of formations. We got a lot of looks. So I ask a lot of my guys, and they answer the bell.
They score right away, though, too. They come back, take the lead right back on you guys, got the big pass play. But, again, Gavin Smith comes in, got a little pressure on him early on that drive. But you guys score right before the end of the half as he hit Ethan, gave you the momentum going into halftime.
Yeah, you know, Gavin gave up the touchdown, and then we put him back out there at quarterback. I didn't know where his confidence was at. He didn't throw real well in warmups. Not that that was the end of the world, but I was a little bit nervous. Just as a sophomore, you never know. But he's a gamer. He comes in, you know, and that throw to Ethan for the touchdown was incredible. Number one, Ethan was not the primary. Ethan was one of those guys that we thought was going to be the decoy. Mm-hmm. So he went from his probably third in his progression, which tells you your offensive line did a nice job against those phenomenal kids in their front. You usually don't have time to step up, survey, hit your third read as Ethan's running behind the safety. And a tremendous throw, tremendous catch, huge play for us.
You guys able to extend that lead in the third quarter on your first possession. You got it up two possessions. I thought that was huge.
Yeah, we talked about that half, that it's critical. If we can score, make it a two possession game and just keep the pressure on them to have to convert 2-point conversions. That was critical for us. You know, we did it again later. We kept it to a 10-point game. That last one they scored to get it back down to 8, unfortunately. We weren't great on 2-point conversions tonight. PATs, they started to load it up a little bit more. Definitely need to shore some of that up because points are at a premium every week. So, you know, PAT, we got to get that figured out. But I thought defensively, you know, we talked about pregame that if it's a 4 or 5 possession game, like we thought it might be a 4 or 5 touchdown game, you know, the difference in a 4-possession game for them is anywhere from 24 to 32, you know, and for us, a 4-touchdown game is probably no more than 28 because we kick PATs almost every time. Right. So, you know, that's a difference of winning by 4, losing by 4. And, you know, they were, 1 for 5 maybe on 2-point conversions. You know, they left 8 points out there. If you do the math, an 8-point victory, you saved 8 points on 2-point conversions. Really, really critical. Glad the guys bought in because it's so tough when you give up a touchdown. You're out there. You're mentally defeated a little bit to be able to respond really quickly. You got less than 30 seconds. To figure it out, line up, and keep points off the board. Our kids did a nice job with that tonight.
And, Coach, you guys have an 8-point lead late, and you come up with the stop at midfield. They hurt themselves with a penalty on that drive, but that stop, and then you get the first downs you need to burn the clock out.
Yeah, you know, that's 2 straight victories against Cam that we've been able to run like a 4-minute drill where you need 2 first downs. You need to run the clock out. You need to be able to burn some play clock, stay in bounds, protect the ball, no negative plays, no penalties. Just execute, and our kids did that. Phenomenal. You know, we went to the Wildcat a little bit, ran Caden downhill just because he's so hard to hit for a loss.
Yep.
But up front, our kids did a phenomenal job. You know, Ethan's a guy that, you know, doesn't get a lot of credit for his blocking. You know, he's had times where he gets beat out in space. But, man, when he's at wingback, if he can start leaning on somebody, he does a nice job for his size. You know, we had Caden in there at the Wildcat, but we had, you know, Marcus and Jackson and some of those other guys in there at that tight end spot that usually, you know, most of those skill guys want to catch the ball, but they did what they had to do to block. And, of course, those 3 seniors up front. Tanner got hurt partway through the game, so Alex Foran, a sophomore, stepped in. Anytime you're changing centers, make it a little nervous. Especially because Alex is a kid that played early in the year and the confidence wasn't real high. We try to get him snaps during the week because you just never know. Could play center, could play guard. You know, he's a kid in the offseason that we've had high hopes for. I got high hopes for him going forward. So for him to come in that 4-minute drill and be a big part of that against those seniors, hopefully that's a big confidence booster for him because if we need him, if Tanner can't go, you know, we're going to need him. So hopefully Tanner can go. Hopefully we have that depth. But if not, we'll have confidence in Alex too.
Coach, any clue? I know it's hard. Depends on who else advanced. But you think early game or the late game? I'm kind of guessing the late game on next Thursday.
Yeah, supposed to be geography based, but it also depends on state volleyball. And I don't know, you know, depending on who won on the other side, whatever. I would guess we're going to play the noonish game. I can't remember what time it's supposed to officially start, but you know, it's. our community won't have school Thursday. That's an important thing for our people that are listening. Those kids out there, hopefully everybody makes the trip to support the guys. I imagine there'll be a lot of red there. It's just a really special time. You know, these guys will start hearing from people. I know my phone will start blowing up here, or already has, with just responses from people. Just incredibly small town football, you know, to be able to make this trip. You know, it's the first time in, you know, 30 years or whatever since Ottoman's been to the Dome. Just, you know, kind of taking the program from good. It's been a really good program. It really has been, but we haven't been able to get over that hump. You know, I think there's probably people out there across the state, you know, saying, I don't know if Ottoman can get there. I don't know. You know, they've had chances before and haven't gone there. But, you know, we knocked on the door in 2013. We knocked on it in 2017. We finally opened that door tonight. And I just really proud. I can't wait to see just the pure joy on those kids' faces and just see our community support it. It's hard to describe right now, but, man, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, appreciate you joining us here in the postgame. Congratulations, and looking forward to catching up with you before you guys head up to the Dome next week.
You bet. Appreciate the coverage all year long from you guys. I really do.
You bet. Head Coach Sean Burks again with the Ottoman Wheelers. Again, they win here tonight 40-32 over Camanita.